أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير مغضوب عليهم ولا ضالين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. By the grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today we are going to continue reading in the Holy Book, the Holy Quran. We are in section 1 of the 56th chapter of the Holy Quran, known as Suratul Waqiyah. In English, chapter of the inevitable events. In our last reading, we read where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا سَلَاسًا, that the day of judgment will separate men into three groups, will separate genies into three groups. And it is men and genie that their own judgment on that day is paramount. Judgment will be pronounced on animal, but after the judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct them to become sand. Kunu turaban, and then they will become sand. But genie and mankind are just judgment that will give them everlasting happiness or everlasting doom. So their own judgment is the most important. And they are grouped into three. We read the first group in our last reading where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Ashabul Maymanati, the people or the companion of the right hand. There are those are the companion of the right hand. Ma Ashabul Maymana, what do you know about the companion of the right hand? The Holy Quran or this chapter is going to explain to us who are the companion of the right hand. So today, our verse is Wasabul Mashamati, then the companion of the left hand. The companion of the left hand. Ma Ashabul Mashama, who are those companions of the left hand? In Arabic language, the right hand and the left hand are used in Arabic language to signify victory and failure. The right hand is being associated with victory. So if you are being called a companion of right hand, in Arabic language, it means you succeeded in your mission. If you are called a companion of the left hand in Arabic language, then it is said that you fail your mission. So what the Holy Quran here is saying is in Arabic. So the Quran is telling us on that day of judgment, there are those who succeeded and they are called the Ashabul Maymana, the companions of the right hand. Their life in this world is a success. Why? Because they were able to secure the ticket for eternity. They secure a ticket for eternal happiness. And that is why they are companion of the right hand. Then the Ashabul Mash'amati, the companion of the left hand, they were unable to secure ticket for eternal happiness. At the end, they secured a ticket for eternal doom. Failure to get ticket for eternal happiness is an automatic booking of a ticket for the eternal doom. So the companion of the left-hand side are those who fail to secure ticket for eternal happiness. And to them, it's a doom on that day.
Wasabiquna sabiqun.
Wasabiquna sabiqun. Then the third category. The third category are those in the companion of the right that they excel. Their excelling come as a result of the rush toward doing something good. The companion of the right do good things very slow. And it took them time to secure the ticket. The sabiqun and sabiqun, they rush to do good things. And at the end, they secure the ticket early. And after getting the ticket, they get extra bonus. And that's why they are called As-Sabiquna As-Sabiqun. Regarding the worldly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say we should walk. We should walk slowly as we are pursuing the worldly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us in the Holy Quran somewhere in Surah Al-Mulk, he say, "Famshu fi manakibiha ukulu min rizqihi wa ilayhi nushur." Famshu fi manakibiha. Regarding pursuing your worldly gains are your political ambition in this world. You want to become a chairman, you want to become a governor, you want to become vice president, a president, all these are worldly pursuit. You want promotion to go from a level, so-so-so level to another level higher. Or you want to make gains in your business. You want to achieve a lot. These are worldly gains. You want to marry your Mr. Right. You are dying in love with him. So you want to marry him and you are making way to marry him. That is also worldly gain. Or you want to become famous. Maybe you are a writer or you are a musician or you are an artist. You want to be, all these are what? Worldly gain. Regarding them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Famishu, walk. Walk. Walking. You know walking. You are not in a rush. You are just walking. You are not even jogging. Jogging is higher than walking. So walking is just at a smaller pace you will be walking. Why? Because even if you lose that thing, it is nothing. It is not a loss that will follow you to the grave. Just because you didn't become president, that thing will not follow you to the grave. Just because you couldn't make profit, it doesn't say it's going to follow you to grave. Just because you didn't marry that man, you are Mr. Right, you will not go to grave with the sadness. So all these are temporal and small happiness. So the above walk is used. From shu fimanakibiha wa kulu min rizqihi wa ilayhin nushur. Then, regarding looking for the next world, things of the next world, ticket for paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, wasabiku ila magfiratin min rabbikum wa jannatin to the end. Wasabiku ila magfiratin min rabbikum. Here, it says, sabiku. You do what? You rush. You are not running, but you are not walking. You are in between running and walking. In other words, you can say jog. He is jogging. So, when you are looking for God to forgive you and you are looking for a ticket of paradise, whose dimension is bigger than the whole earth, then you rush. You jog. You do jogging. Then, lastly, when you are looking for God, you are a Sufi. The word is not Amshu. It's not Sabiku. It's Papirru ilallah. Run. Run in search of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, jogging is too small. And walking is dangerous. So, that is why, if you are following that path, you are looking for God, not looking for ticket of paradise, you should be running. So this category are those that I referred. You should be running. If you change them, that will be disaster. If you take papiru and apply it on the worldly, you are gone. You take pamshu and apply it on magfiratun wajannatin mirabikum, you are also gone. If you take pamshu and apply it on Allah, when you are seeking God, you will never find him. So the bath, walk on the worldly, jog for getting paradise and forgiveness for God, run in search of God. That is the bath. So those who run, they were searching for God, not ticket for eternal happiness, are the third category, As-Sabiquna As-Sabiqun. Those who pass each order. This one will come to pass this one will come to pass this one, and continues. And they are the highest class. And in that class, the next verse is going to tell us how this class is As-Sabiquna As-Sabiqun.
أولئك المقربون.
أولئك المقربون. They are those that will be closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because their ambition is God. Their ambition is not a ticket or a key to paradise. Their ambition is God. Sufi gayatahu wallah. The ultimate goal of a Sufi is searching God Almighty. So they are the Muqarrabin. In the Muqarrabin, we have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ahead of all. After Rasulullah, we have the four members of the Ulil Azmi Minar Rusul, namely Jesus Christ, Moses, Abraham, and then Noah. They are the next following. Next to them are the 25, or precisely 24. Because out of the 25 Rasul mentioned in the Holy Quran, we have already five out. One on the front, four following him, then the next 20 are following. Then after those 20, the next category is 313 minus 25. That is the next following. Then the next following is 124,000 Anbiya minus 330 Rusul. They are the next following. So these are the Anbiya. Allazina an'amallahu minan nabiyyina. Nabiyyina are in the forefront. These are the number 313 arranged in rows. Each row ahead of the other row. For Siddiqina, then we have the row of the Siddiqai. The Siddiqin are those that they were not prophets, but they believe in the prophet absolutely. Like in our own era, Abu Bakr Siddiq is the one that believed in the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anyone. His belief in Rasulullah outweighed our collective belief in Rasulullah. That is why he became the Siddiq al-Akbar, the greatest of those who believe. So the Siddiqin of this era will be leading, followed by Siddiqin of other era, they will also follow. Well, Shuhada, then the Matai, those who killed, were killed for Allah's sake. The Matais are going to be there, in which the first Matai is Sumayya. Lady Sumayya was the first to be killed in our era because of Islam. So she is there. Sayyidina Hamza were there, and all those killed, even the present one that we have that were killed, they are in the next row. They are all in this particular category. Was Salihin, then righteous servant that excelled in the worship and in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follows. So this category of the Sabiqun have this arrangement. And then they are Muqarrabin, those closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Fi Jannatin Na'im.
Fi Jannatin Na'im. All of them are going to be in a paradise known as Na'im. The paradise is called pleasure, a paradise of pleasure. You know, the paradise are in eight categories. Four are called Dar because of their size, limited in size, limited in luxury, limited in the sovereignty, limited in a lot of things there. So the Dar, they are four. And then we have the Jannatu. Jannatu is because of the vast size, the vast luxury, the vast sovereignty, they were Jannah. So out of this Jannah, there is one known as Jannatu Na'im. Jannatu Na'im is where this Asabiquna, or this category of people that are moving past in search of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they fall under that category, are going to be placed in this particular paradise.
Sullatum min al-awwalin.
Sullatum min al-awwalin. This category, which is the excel, the biggest categories of people, the biggest category of people of the right hand, which are going to be in Jannatin Na'im. Jannatin Na'im means Garden of Bliss. The Garden of Bliss. Sulatun min al-awwalin. Majority of them are found in the ancient. Why? Because when you take all the 330 Rasul, 312 are in the ancient time. It's one that is in our time. So the sulatu here is not quality. It's talking about quantity. If you are talking of quality, the one we have here is more than the 312. So the verse is addressing quantity. The quantity in numbers of men that will be in this sabiqun as-sabiqun class, the highest class, majority of them in numbers are from the ancient time, not in this our time.
وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ
وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ. And then a smaller percentage in terms of number are found in our present time.
عَلَى سُرُرٍ مَوْضُونَ
عَلَى سُرُرٍ مَوْضُونَ. They will be in coaches entrusted with gold and precious stone. Surur is a mattress or a coach. You know, coach is bigger than mattress. Mattress, normally you need to get another thing. You cannot just put mattress on the ground. It will not support you because it's light. But when you say a coach can be the size of maybe 10 to 20 mattresses joined together. So that one doesn't need anything to support it. It is a support by itself. So they will be lying in coaches, and those coaches are decorated with golds and with other precious stones. And those gold and precious stone decoration are blended in such a way that they cannot scratch the body. They cannot make painful sensation on the body. That is the arrangement for this class of very important group on the Day of Judgment.
متكئين عليها متقابلين.
متكئين عليها متقابلين. They will be resting on those couches, and then they will be facing each other and talking. In other words, as they lie down there, they are communicating with each other from each gender. Telephone is using technology. Here we are talking of Qudra, not technology. So Qudra will convey what you say to reach the person in the next paradise. He will hear it loud and clear. And when he answered you, you will hear it loud and clear, even though thousands of miles separate you. In fact, the distance is too wide. But still, you can communicate as you are lying down. The reason is, even picking telephone is a walk in paradise. Because for you to pick, you have to pick, you have to dial, you have to battle with the network, you have to battle with the audibility of the speaker. All these things are suffering. So Jannah doesn't need technology. It works with what? Qudra. I want to talk with this person. As you feel you want to talk, you just say it, the person will hear. Scholars say, even when you did not say it, you just wish, I wish to greet Mr. Abbas. Mr. Abbas will hear your voice greeting him. He too in his mind say, okay, let me return the greeting. You will hear. You don't even need to utter the word before the word will reach you. Do you have that technology in the world? That you speak through the phone without speaking. As you are thinking in your mind, it will carry the thought, convey it. Do you have it? We don't have. So, mutakina alayha mutakabilin, they lie down on the couches and communicating with each other.
Yaqubu alayhim wildanun mukhalladun.
So, when they enter the paradise, that particular class, the highest class, paradise, immediately after we drink fountain, Kausar, the fountain Kausar, the water of Kausar, women will stop producing egg. Egg will never come to them and they will stop menstruation instantly. That just means there is no giving back. Then, situation whereby we are used to children in this world. Sometimes it's the children that make us happy. Particularly young children, they make you happy, they amuse you. So if the people of paradise need children, the children that die at an early age and taken to the school of Abraham alayhi salam, from school of Abraham alayhi salam, they will be brought and be given to the people of paradise as their adopted children. And they will forever be at that height, at that statue, at that they are being children. They will never grow. So that they keep on enjoying their amusement. So, yatafu alayhim wildanun mukhalladu. There will be children, they will see their children, the children given to them in that paradise, moving around, coming and playing around with them, making them laugh, teasing them, and as you see them, you recognize them. And in most cases, it will be your children. Particularly if your child dies young, is the child that will be in that house. And sometimes you will have additional. Children of unbelievers that were condemned for hellfire will be given to believers in the paradise as their own children. So they will not be moving around. And yatufu means they will not stay one place. You know, children don't like to stay one place. Even when you put them on the couch, they will be moving, coming down, doing this, but they will not disturb you. Because of whatever they are doing, they will not sustain injury. The reason why we don't want our children to move around so that they don't sustain injury. In paradise, there is no injury. There is no cut. There is nothing to prick. There is nothing to cause a blood to come out. No way. So they will be moving around another place. The Holy Quran says, when you see them, you will think they are pearl. Therefore, alayhim wildanun mukhalladun bi akwabin wa barikin wa kasimin. Another place it says, the children will be moving around, and then as they are moving around, dressed neatly, reflecting light. Zara'aita, summa ra'aita, na'iman, wa mulkan kabira. If you look at those children, you look at the coaches you are sleeping, and what they are wearing, the glittering, you are going to see pleasure at its peak. And you are going to see power at its peak. Because all of them respond to you. Whatsoever you say, they do. These children, as they are moving around, the akwabin, they will come with tumblers. Akwab is a cup that is not having a handle, but is making shape a way that you can hold it. There will be opening to hold the drinks, and there will be tiny place, and there will be the stand. So they will come with these cups filled with alcohol of the paradise, filled with clean honey, filled with cold water, and filled with honey. And then they also come with kettles. For those who like maybe drinking tea, there will be a kettle with a tea so that as you finish, they will empty it into the cup again. And then there are cups having handle. All of them are either of glasses, or they are molded of fowl to make the cup, or they are molded of some element unknown to this world. وَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ وَلَقَاهُمْ نَدْرَةً وَسُرُورًا وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّاتٍ وَحَرِيرًا. Jannatan wa harira, wait for alayhim bi akwabin. They will now have those cups. They are made of elements. Elements unknown to this world. Like sansabil, like zanjabil. They are all elements that were used to make those cups. But they are not known to this particular world.
لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون.
Majority of what these young children will bring is alcohol. So they have a kettle full of alcohol and then cups to give alcohol to people of paradise. When the alcohol is consumed, لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون. It's not going to intoxicate the person who drink. And it's not going to touch his own senses. Our alcohol here intoxicate and touch the senses. He would drink alcohol here, It is until he regained back his senses that he will start asking, what have I done? What happened to me? He doesn't know because of alcohol. The alcohol there will not take away your senses. Rather, it will give you some pleasure mood.
Wafakihatim mimma yatakhayyarun.
Wafakihatim mimma yatakhayyarun. Then, after they gave those alcohol, the people of paradise drink the alcohol on their coaches. The children amuse them, make them laugh. Then the children will disappear again. Then they will come back again. This time around, they will not come back with the cups of alcohol. They will come with varieties of fruits. Pomegranates, tupan, apple, strawberry, mango, watermelon, pawpaw, all those varieties of fruits. Known to us and those unknown to us. The children will come with a tray with those fruits and offer it to the people. Remember, they just finished offering alcohol. They disappeared. On coming back, they came back with what? With fakihatin, fruits. And what they are going to bring is the fruit you like most. What you choose as your favorite fruits. It is what they will bring in abundance. If your favorite fruit is orange, so majority of what is in the tray will be orange. Then they will mix it with some other fruits that are similar to orange. That is why it is mentioned, Mimma yatakhayyarun. The fruits are your favorites. So they will bring your favorite fruits because Allah will make them to know which fruit is your favorite. So after they gave the fruits, the people of paradise consumed the fruits, amused them, play with the children will disappear again. They will not be seen. On their coming back, they are going to come with something. They will come with meat or birds. The birds, we know chickens, we have turkeys. We have duke. We have what? All varieties of birds that are having white meat, not the red meat. So they will come with it. Some are fried. Some are cooked. Some are barbecue. Some are roasted. Different varieties. Mimma yashtahun. This one too. They will choose the bird you like to eat better. Your favorite bird meat you like in this one. Some people like chicken meat. Some like duke meat. Some like guinea fowl. Some like turkey. Some maybe like birds, wild birds. Birds that are brought from hunting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them to know mimma yashtahun, which one you use to salivate when you see. You know salivating. When you see the meat you like much, your mouth will start bringing out saliva. Telling you that you should bring the meat into the mouth. Saliva will start coming. So they will bring a bird's meat that will make you to salivate and to wish to eat it. And they will give you the third round. You remember the first round? They bring alcohol. The second time, they bring your favorite fruits. Now they are bringing what? Your favorite meats of bird. Then, the children, after they give the meat of the birds, they will disappear. So when they disappear, they will not come again. You will be waiting for them to come with something or to come so that you play again. They will not. As you are eagerly waiting for them, then the nymphs of paradise, the women of paradise, will come in their elegant dressing. As they were coming, they will be coming, walking majestically. We call it catwalk, ba? Catwalk. When a woman is walking attractively, catwalk. So they know catwalk better than our women here. So they will come doing their own catwalk, and they were given the name Hurul'in. Hurul'in. That is mean their eyes are sparkling. White. And apart from being white, is attractive. They have white, round, big eyes that are sparkling. When they look at you, you will not wish for them to turn away. You would like them to continue to look at you. Because they look at you in a manner that you will feel you like them looking at you. And you will feel that you are somebody from the way they are looking at you. And in fact, you are somebody. That day, you are somebody. The iman wa mulkan kabira. So the hurul in will come and appear. Their appearance is just like a lu'ulu'u. Lu'ulu'u mentioned there, we can understand it here as our LEDs, the light emitting diodes, which we make much of our lightning. So it's just like light emitting diode that you cover it and it was dark. As you open it, it shines. So the whole paradise changed. It changed because of what? The aroma from their own body. The good smelling coming out of their body fill the paradise. And before you know it, butterflies start gathering because they feel the smell attractive. All those beautiful butterflies start flying around. Birds of the paradise start singing because of the smell they are hearing. The second thing, the paradise change because they are glowing. They are reflecting light. So there is full light all over because of them. And then there is a change in the paradise because now you are no longer talking about food. Because you have already getting the food. You start thinking about what? Sexual desire. That's the next thing. Because the next that will follow food and water is what? Is sexual satisfaction. So they were just like an LED glowing that was covered. Then the covering was open and then there was light.
Jaza'an bima kanu ya'malun.
Jaza'an bima kanu ya'malun. The hurul in or the angel will tell the inhabitant of the paradise that this is a reward of your activities in the world. In the world you suffered. Worship alone is some kind of suffering. And then living with unbelievers tormenting you is another suffering. Living in the continuous temptation of Satan is another suffering. So your activities, you suffer. Ya ayyuha al-insanu innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaki. You have suffered in your life in this world. Now come to your Lord so that he can reward you. So jazan bima kanu ya'malun. This is a reward from your action.
La yasma'una fiha lagwan wala ta'sima.
La yasma'una fiha lagwan wala ta'sima. In the paradise, you will never hear abuse. You will not hear a bent talk. Nobody will talk and that talk will hurt you. All the talk is a peaceful talk. Salamun, salamun. No bent talk, no bent discussion. No discussion that will hurt you or irritate you. Meaning, the women of paradise don't say a word to hurt you. They don't do that. They cannot even do that.
Illa qilan salaman salama.
Illa qilan salaman salama. The only word in the paradise is salam, peace. Peace unto you. Peace unto you. Peace unto you. And there is no haram. Anything in paradise is yours. It doesn't belong to anyone. Use it and nobody will hold you responsible. Any food you see there is your own. Any tree is your own. Any woman you saw there is your own. So there is no haram in that place. So this is the first category. We have seen how their paradise look like. They are sabiku na sabiku. I don't know whether we have time to take the second category. We don't have time. So inshallah, we draw the curtain here this year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spare our life to see next year to continue reading in this holy book. And what we read in this year, and we coincided with Mawafaka, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reward, extend the reward to our teachers who taught us ulumu diniya, also extend it and bless our shuyukh who give us the spiritual training. And what we err this year and what we read and err this year, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless us from the Holy Quran. Make the Holy Quran to intercede for us on our own behalf on the Day of Judgment. This particular month, two things are interceding for people. Fasting will intercede for people. And fasting comes in the daytime. So in the daytime, you are fasting. The fasting watch you daytime, suffering, being in thirsty, being hungry. On the Day of Judgment, it will stand before you and God and ask God to forgive you and allow you to go to paradise. In the nighttime, you start doing tahajjud. You are reading the Holy Quran. In the daytime also, you go to listen to tafsir. Then the Holy Quran is witnessing. Then on the Day of Judgment, the Holy Quran will say, this man spent his life reading me, studying me, making use of me. Oh God, grant me intercession so that because of me, let him go to paradise. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Holy Quran intercede on our own behalf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all Muslim women and men that die from Adam alayhi salam to the blowing of the trumpet. We that are alive, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a good life. And when our end comes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with dying with kalimati shahada, with dying with the faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our children, make them to become righteous, improve their behavior. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us secured from all those things that are bothering us, out of kidnapping, out of banditry, out of terrorism. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us secured from it. All those whose hands are in terrorism, are in banditry, are in kidnapping, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with them. Deal with them for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Free our nation against all those enemies that are against our nation. A bomb blast at Monday Market in Borno State. Those who die, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their shahada. And our condolences to the family of those and those who were sustained injury, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal them. Those enemies of ours, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know where they are. And you have your troop. You have your creatures that can deal with them. Open your creatures on them so that they deal with them on our own behalf. Save our troops that are fighting. Our troops are fighting in Northeast. The soldiers are being killed day by day. Our prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, safeguard them. Return them back safely. Give them victory in this battle. For the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we take closing prayer.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما اغلق والفاتح لما سبق ناصر الله جبلا والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره المجد العظيم سبحان ربك
مروي للوهابي على شؤون شمدي زيارة من رباني رزقا والعال شمدي فانصرها وحبابها فسليل أعمالها فانصرها يا إلهي حتى تنال عوائجي وحفظها يا إلهي واسترها يا إلهي وكبدا دا شمدي وكل من يعديها إركل في جماعتها إيمانا وكلاسا وبولي الأمرها توبك عند صاحبها وقفل لأمواتها وهي أزقارها اجعله مخادمين إلى شمدي آملي صلي على نبيها مصطفى حبيبها ولاك أبي شيها وليها ونبيها ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا لا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على قوم الكافرين
سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين